Girl in the scratch, tell me baby right next to you.
And welcome back to another episode of the Truth and Transparency Podcast with your host, Brother X, and
the cultured scientist.
Can you talk a little bit louder?
Yes.
There we go. All right. So, and here on the Truth and Transparency Podcast, we talk openly and honestly about everything in between, why people can't get right in 2022, why niggas is grimy, man. I'm gonna let Mr. Smith talk about it later, but niggas is just grimy in 2022. It's getting real in these streets. But we just want to thank you guys for all the listeners and your supporters for all the stuff that we have been doing. We have reached over 3,100 plays across all 7 podcasting platforms we are on. Shout out to the Aaron ones. We're going to run the budget out for those. But yeah, man, just run up all those numbers. Continue to support us. Thank you to the 8 people who have rated us on Apple Podcasts. Continue to do that. Take out your friends' phones. Go into the podcast. Subscribe to us. It really does help. It helps us continue to grow, get all the things. And as we get ready to go into, well, I'll say that for the end of the episode. All right. So with that being said, Culture Scientist, I'm glad to have you back. How was David's bridal?
It was great.
Okay, cool. I'm glad you're able to make your way back. So you know him, you love him. I ain't got nothing for him this episode. He chilling, got the dark do-rag on. He about to put on some black Air Forces. Mr. Smith, introduce yourself.
Nigga, I'm about to fight somebody? That's what we doing?
I mean, you got the black do-rag on. That mean you got bad intentions.
Or maybe it could just be I want my waves to set in a little bit better. You know, you always training.
For who?
Not gonna say it. Anywho,
exactly.
Anywho, it's your favorite fed, Mr. Smith, also known as Sound by Poppy, also known as Mr. And I want to thank all the listeners for the comments, the plays, the subscriptions. Keep feeding us and we'll keep feeding y'all. Really a couple of things this week. Again, shout out to all of the listeners, the people that rated us, give us feedback. We definitely appreciate your support, your critiques. We try to do, you know, get better, be better, do better, you know. Secondly, our president, our forever president, Barack and Michelle Obama, got their portraits unveiled at the White House. And can I just say, Barack is a smooth-ass nigga.
Can we say that about the president?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Because there's only one president. And you say that, you don't say a name. You already know who we're talking about.
Well, I mean, there was that one that had that relationship with Marilyn Monroe. But we're not going to talk about that. All right, Mr. Smith.
Yeah. See, the guy you're talking about also got his brains. Yeah, we just gonna go ahead.
We're not my brain.
How about to say, wow, I see what you did there. You're not right. Wow, that's solid. That's solid. I gotta give you that for that. That's okay. Solid.
That was good. Yeah. That even caught me off guard.
That is real solid.
So yeah, listen to how our president talked about his first lady when it came to the unveiling of the portraits.
I want to thank Sharon Sprung for capturing everything I love about Michelle. Her grace, her intelligence, and the fact that she's fine.
I mean, you already know he gonna get the presidential suite.
Listen, the first pictures of him after his presidency.
Oh, he was wearing less and going out more.
Was on him on a. It was a picture of him on a jet ski. I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
While we was over here crying, he was over here like, "Look, I'm sorry, y'all. Gotta go."
Damn, that's crazy.
Damn.
I'll still be here for you and support from a distance.
With his extra gray hair and baby, I love you. With his fine.
Oh, no, that's fine.
His fine presidential ass.
I was about to say, no, Michelle got them listen, got them mama hips.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she got them childbearing hips.
Michelle's a winner.
She got a baby wagon back there.
Oh, God.
Not the Fisher-Price one.
That's a
not the Red Rocket. She got a baby wagon on there. She got that my little wagon.
Stop it. Get some help.
What is wrong with y'all? We're going.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just know that he clapped them cheeks that night.
I was behaving.
You were. You know he clapped them things.
You were. Brother X, we just going to move on for Brother X gets any more ratchet. Or
hey,
anything.
The kids out of the house, you know they be clapping cheeks. Why are we acting like they don't?
I'm not saying they don't. I'm just not calling my first lady's butt my first little red wagon.
But we can call the first black president a nigga? Really?
I said, no. Notice I said smooth ass nigga. There's a difference. Come
you
on
now.
You still
called him a nigga.
Because he is.
And she got a wagon. We spitting facts, right? We all being right. Truthful and transparent, right?
I see what you did there. Anywho, I'm gonna just move on to my last piece. Shout out to the culture scientist for bringing this up, and McDonald's basically saying nah. So McDonald's basically, there was a tweet out that said, hey, we're thinking about bringing back our all-day breakfast. McDonald's was like, nah, we're not gonna do that. And to that I say, why? Why?
Itch.
Like, can I get a hot cake at 11 o'clock at night? Like, that's all I want.
I repeat, bitch.
Like, that's your best thing. Honestly, like, yes, you got the Big Mac, you got the fries, you got all that, but your best thing is breakfast. Why? You gonna make a killing on that.
Keep your fries. Keep your, keep
the chicken
I eat their chicken. The only chicken I eat is a chicken nugget, so it's a four piece. Then you know you can't get, they got spicy nuggets, but you only can get the spicy nugget for real in a 20 piece. Why? Because I got a four piece kids meal the other day.
Why would you get in the kids meal?
Because it's $5.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you were a kid at heart, but okay.
That's
a kid at heart, and I don't eat a lot.
That's rare. Carry on.
My new favorite thing lately is kids' meals, okay? Now,
it's because you
as a kid, I didn't shoes. Like it, but as an adult, I'm all for it. But man, I said, is it possible to substitute for the spicy? And she was like, oh, no, not for a kid's meal.
Wow.
Why?
We're all a kid at heart, man. We're all children of God.
I just be mad when, you know, you gotta remember what time breakfast ends. Some bullshit.
You okay, babe?
I will be, apparently.
What if they bring that snack wrap back? No? Okay.
That's it for my intro.
Alright, listeners, I know this isn't on the script, but I'm gonna go off script. This is our podcast. We do what we want. I just need to go ahead and put that out there. Before Mr. Smith gets into the copyrighted music, I'm here to make my announcement on this podcast. I am retiring from the game of dodgeball. For those who know, I retired 2 for 2, 4 RBIs, one broken kid dream. I defeated my 12-year-old nemesis in elementary kickball at my job today. Well, at the time of listening to this, so just know I'm retiring on top. I'm the GOAT of kickball. At least that's what a kindergartner said to me. I will take it. I'm going to have that framed on my wall. Now, Mrs. Smith, play the music.
Okay. It's funny. How do you just say kickball? I'm like, just like, yeah, he really pulled a Ray Lewis. Like, I'm going out on top, nigga. Exactly. So we're gonna start with tennis. So we're gonna start high, then low, then high again. So there's an American by the name of Francis Tiafoe who literally upset the tennis men's tournament by beating number 2 ranked Rafael Nadal. And Rafael Nadal is like a household name in tennis. Like,
right.
You hear Djokovic, you hear Nadal. That's it. So. Tiafoe is one of the last remaining Americans in the U.S. Open. Black guy, so of course, support all our black people, you know.
Shout out to Issa.
Yep, room for everybody black. And so right now he's, I believe he's moving on to the semifinals. At the time of this, I don't know if he is playing right now or at this time, but you know, we're basically
by the time you're hearing this, I believe they might be at the finals. I think he's in the semifinals right now.
Yeah. So I think he's I know he's in the semis now. I just don't know if that's today or tomorrow, but or at the time of recording this or the following day. But hopefully by the time you guys listen to this, he will have won the whole damn thing. I mean, great. Right. If not, then he's probably hopefully playing it at the time that you're hearing this. We knew it was coming. Our girl Serena gave a valiant effort. But she ended up losing in the third round. Don't know who the person that beat her. Don't care. Not important. But she has one of the most astonishing careers ever and is retiring to just be a normal person. And I'm like, ma'am, you got all the money in the world. Do what you want. Like Beyonce be doing. She'll drop an album and then she'll go cruise the seas and just be like, all right, Jay, get the yacht. We going. We just pick a place on the below. We're just gonna roll there. That's it. So, props to you, our goat, and we hope that you enjoy retirement. And you know, hopefully, maybe she might be able to come back and say, you know what, I'm retiring just to break the record and retire. But in the meantime, for this U.S. Open, we are going to be rooting for Coco, who ended up upsetting her opponent. And I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Coco got some Serena in her. Like some of those rally points, she was amped. So, you know, again, rooting for everybody black. Going into the WNBA, the Las Vegas Aces, shout out to Mama Scientist, they are advancing to the next round, and they took out the Seattle Storm. With that, Sue Bird is now officially retiring, and she has one of the most storied WNBA careers. Like she is that dog, and so you know, hopefully, you know, I'm hoping that she has a good retirement, and I hope that she enjoys just, you know, be able to spend the rest of her life and just enjoy time, because obviously when you're in the highest level of sports, you got to dedicate a lot of time to that, and so you miss out on a lot of things. We're gonna stay in the basketball realm and go to the NBA, and really the biggest thing that came out of that was the Donovan Mitchell
trade. All right, real quick. I'm sorry. This was breaking news. There was an unconfirmed report that the Las Vegas Aces, after making it to the WNBA Finals, there were two of their members that were I believe they're saying, telling me right now, they were twerking in the locker room. I can neither confirm nor deny, but I think that is an accurate report. Mr. Smith, I'll send you the video later. Continue.
Moving on to the NBA, and one of the biggest marquee names, Donovan Mitchell, was traded from the Utah Jazz to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, I'm not gonna lie. At first thought, I was kind of like, really? The Cavs? Like, what do they have in order to, you know, do this? But the fact that the Cavs unloaded a lot, they sent over in the trade for Donovan Mitchell, they sent back Lauri Markkanen. I'm not even going to butcher this man's name, but he's a rookie. Colin Sexton and three unprotected first round draft picks, as well as two pick slots. That's a haul. And that's the kind of haul you would want for a Kevin Durant or a Donovan Mitchell or a LeBron James or Steph Curry or whatever. So like that Rudy Gobert was whatever.
Right.
And the trade makes sense because the person they traded over to Utah, Colin Sexton, he's a ball dominant point guard. And Donovan Mitchell is also a ball dominant point guard. So it's like, can't have two ball-dominant people on the team. Cough, cough, Lakers, cough, LeBron, cough, Russell Westbrook, cough, get rid of him, cough.
You know so, what it is.
Yeah, so, you know, I think the trade kind of works out for everybody because Cleveland was not going to pay Colin Sexton. I don't care what anybody says, they weren't going to pay him.
No.
Patrick Beverley, a.k.a. Mr. I acted like I won a championship when all I did was win the play-in tournament, has been traded to the Lakers.
How you feeling? How you feeling about that?
You know, actually, like, I had to think about it some more because at first I was like, who we traded him for, which was Taylor Horton Tucker and I think it's Wesley Johnson. Taylor Horton Tucker was slumping, so I'm fine with that. I kind of wish we would have kept Wesley because Wesley had a little bit more, like, he was a grinder. Like, he kind of played hard. But I feel like Patrick Beverley actually gives us that defensive, like, mindset, kind of like a Rajon Rondo. And that's what the Lakers really needed. Like, they really need – I can't tell you how many times I watched the game. I'm just like, so it's – y'all, none of y'all going to play defense? That's what we doing? Like, LeBron, all right, I'll give you a pass because you're doing everything on offense. But none of you motherfuckers gonna play defense? Okay, whatever. So, I mean, we kind of need shooting. That kind of answers the defensive part from the point guard. Because, you know, Patrick Beverley gonna get in everybody's freaking head. Like, that's his goal, is to get in your head. Speaking of Russell Westbrook, so there's a report that Utah's not done offloading and going into rebuild mode. And there is a rumor that there is a trade trying to develop between the Lakers and the Utah. The Lakers would give up Russell Westbrook and 2 first-round picks, and Utah would give up Mike Conley, Jordan Clarkson, and Bogdan Bogdanovic. I'm not really too mad at that trade. I would rather us get Buddy Hield and Miles Turner, but I'm not mad at either. Because Mike Conley's like kind of, you know, He up there, you know, like he's still good, but like, can he carry the threshold overall? And plus, he's a little more injury prone now. Jordan Clarkson sometimes is he's a wild card. He's a little sporadic. And Bogdanovic is a 3-point specialist, so I actually like that. But to me, for the Lakers, I feel like you already have the person that you need to run the offense. What you need is role players, because what happened in Miami? You had D-Wade and LeBron be the star players. Bosh, Mike Miller, Norris Cole, Mario. We're not going to talk about Birdman. Mario Chalmers. You know, you need role. Birdman was cool, but like Birdman would get banged on all the time. He was a great value Dennis Rodman.
You're not wrong.
Okay. but I think the thing that's going to work out best for LeBron and the team is for them to surround them with specified role players. Specifically, obviously, in this league nowadays, shooting is the biggest thing that they need. You can't just base it on LeBron and AD. AD is too injury prone. I don't care what he does. Until I see him for a full season, even take into account load management and rest days, if I don't see him for a full season, I do not believe in him. So it is what it is. And then finally, the last thing, going to the NFL. The biggest talk is the Lamar Jackson is one of the last people to try to get a contract extension, and everybody's kind of, you know, going crazy, whatever. Look, this man, as I have said multiple times, is a different quarterback than everybody else. He does not have an agent. He represents himself. His mama represents him. So they're going to those conversations and having them with the GM and the owner and all that good stuff. And yes, to me, I would say, as I said in the previous episode, the floor price is $230 million, probably guaranteed, right? Pretty high, but considering his accolades as opposed to Kyler Murray, who got paid, and Deshaun Watson and others, like, he stacks up better than them. Now, Russell Wilson just got an extension that has, like, I think, like $160 million guaranteed or something, some crazy number like that. Yep. And that kind of reset the market lower, so that kind of helps. But, you know, Russell also has a Super Bowl ring. I don't think Russell ever has an MVP, right? So
Super Bowl MVP?
No, I got to think on. No, I think Bobby Wagner was the MVP that year.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm not, as a Ravens fan, I'm not worried because the thing I love about Lamar Jackson, what he says is what he does. He is not the type of person, you know, those, if you ever watch an NFL like press conference, right? And you'll always hear the normal, oh, we got to look at the tape and we got to get back to it. And, oh, we didn't, you know, there are certain things that, no, that man will say what's on his chest. Oh, I'm pissed off because I should have made that throw. I should have made that specific throw there. I should have made this specific throw. I was like, oh, okay, this man really, like, he speaks like a normal person. So if he has a deadline at the time that you're hearing this, listeners, his deadline will have passed. So he's either going to have the extension or he's going to play on his contract, which he's scheduled to make, I think, $23 million this year. And it'll go into offseason and that'll be the big talk. But again, unless he signs with somebody else, I'm seriously not worried. And that's all that needs to be said with that. But outside of that, if you have any other NFL comments or questions or whatever, hit up my boy Red Wolf on his YouTube. And outside of that, that's it for Mr. Smith Sports Center.
All right, play the other music real quick. Mr. Smith, I know I'm going off script again, but this is a PSA service announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, the weather is changing. There is a new smell in the air, and it ain't backwoods. Cuffing season is now upon us. I need you to get your scouting reports, your roster together. Get it right, because you know when it's getting cold, when it's going to come, all them things. And for those who are already cuffed up, just know, if you have a man that plays video games and they're into sports, just knowing about, well, by the time you're hearing this, he has already shut off any communication for 3 to 4 hours at a time playing a certain game called 2K. So if you have not already mentally prepared yourself for that, please do so. Mr. Smith?
Yeah, I would just say two things. One, it's hilarious you said that, right? Over the past week, I've shut off pretty much all of my dating apps because they were bullshit. But I forgot that Facebook dating is kind of tagged into your Facebook profile. So I don't know what I was doing over the course of last weekend, I had like 5 or 6 people swipe right on me or whatever. And I kind of looked at it like, wait, what is going on? Did it hit me? Oh, cuffing season's here. They're trying to get their preseason report and like, oh, let me get in before everybody get going. That was hilarious. But number two, as Brother X said, ladies, 2K season's here. Okay. I want you to hear me very carefully. That man ain't going out to the clubs. He ain't going out to talk to no other women. He ain't going out to do nothing disrespectful. He gonna come home. He gonna turn that game on. And that's gonna be his safe space. If you want to help or if you want to spend quality time, just go in a room, lay on the couch and watch a movie on your tablet or whatever. Have your headphones in, kind of watch a little bit, learn the game. Maybe sometimes y'all can have a conversation over dinner like, hey, babe, you know, your builder, you probably could use a corner specialist rather than a glass pane lockdown. Okay. Too much sauce?
I was gonna say, that's asking too much of them, and then I wouldn't be responsible to ask them to do that.
That's true.
We don't ask them about their shows and what they watch and what happened in season 2.
Marshall, go ahead.
just know that it's coming. So please do not be surprised by it. Don't act like, why are you always on that game? I could be running these streets chasing these hoes, but we don't do that over here because black men don't cheat. Exactly. Now, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and switch lanes a little bit and give some time to the culture scientist to talk about what she is streaming. Culture scientists, are you ready?
Yes. I do apologize, listeners, if I've already told you about this show, but hey, a classic is a classic. You can't go wrong once you watch it. It makes me giggle every single time I watch it, as if I've never watched it before. It is New Girl. New Girl is an American classic television show, or sitcom, whatever you want to call it. Excuse me. Created, doesn't matter who it's created by. But essentially, it's about this young lady who moves into a loft with 4 dudes, and you follow the adventures of what happens and how these men learn to live with this woman and how this woman learns to live with these 4 men. And it is a very just, you know, lovable, hopeless romantic type show. And I feel everybody should watch it. And, you know, if you, there's a lot of, you'll fall in love with all the different characters, which then will make you fall in love with the actors and you want to follow their careers. And that's how I learned that my favorite other show is their sisters, the two main characters, one from Bones and one from New Girl are sisters, the Deschanel sisters.
Yes, correct.
So, you know, check out New Girl and then check out Bones. That's all. That's it for the Culture Sciences of Streaming. Thank you for listening.
All right, listeners. Now let's go ahead and get to the nitty gritty. You know what time it is. We about to get into some Now Mind You stories. And for those who don't know at this point, I don't know why, but we're also going to talk about some things that you might find interesting and that we use the term Now Mind You as a key or vital point of these stories. So first and foremost, we're going to go ahead. We got to get the serious business out the way. We have two comedians that are in the news for some very, not interesting, but some concerning allegations. Ms. Smith, can you read about that?
Sure can. So the title of the article is Tiffany Haddish Breaks Silence on Molestation Allegations. Now, listeners, what happened was, I believe, maybe like a week or two ago, a woman that was identified as Jane Doe was suing Tiffany Haddish, a comedian, Ari Spears, in a California Superior Court for Los Angeles County on behalf of herself and a minor identified as John Doe. In court documents obtained, Jane alleged that Tiffany Haddish groomed the plaintiffs, leaving them traumatized for life. The plaintiff claimed that Haddish was a longtime family friend of her mother, and then in 2013, when she was 14, Haddish took her to the taping of a sexually suggestive Subway's commercial that Haddish allegedly said would help Jane Doe get on television and would be included in the teenager's film reel. During the taping, Haddish allegedly instructed Jane Doe on how to perform inappropriate sex acts after watching a man and a woman in a video. So from there, you kind of get the feeling that this is like a serious thing. Like this is, you know, number one, this is 2013. So if you don't know, listeners, back then there was a guy by the name of Jarrett Fogle who was like the spokesperson of Subway. But it came out that Jarrett Fogle was, I believe he was a pedophile. I know he was I know he had sexual issues, but I believe he was a pedophile. So I think that this kind of could tail into that as well. And then also in the filing, the other plaintiff was allegedly molested by Ari Spears in 2014 after Tiffany had told him he would be taping a reel for Nickelodeon at Spears' home. While there, Haddish allegedly told Jane Doe that she needed John Doe alone and took him to a room where Spears began molesting the then 7-year-old on film. The plaintiff's court documents claim Haddish witnessed the alleged incident and aided, abetted, and watched Spears sexually molest the child. Now, this all sounds crazy. And it comes out that I guess that they have been trying to get the Jane Doe and John Doe, the plaintiffs, have been trying to get this lawsuit in for like the last couple of years, since 2020, I believe. But they've kind of been turned around by, you know, the LAPD didn't take it serious. The spokespeople didn't take it serious. Like, you know, there's not enough evidence. But they're basically saying, I guess John is now saying like, no, there's evidence, and he's describing everything. And how he described it was that they gave him a drink that made him sleepy and happy face candy. And that Tiffany Haddish also allegedly paid the siblings $100. The plaintiffs were both minors and were incapable of consenting to participate in sexually graphic videos distributed and published via Funny or Die's platform, the lawsuit said, adding there was no parent or guardian present. Haddish and Spears are being sued for intentional infliction of emotional distress, gross negligence, sexual battery, sexual harassment, and sexual abuse of a minor. Haddish is also sued for negligent supervision, failure to warn, breach of fiduciary, say that five times fast, duty, and constructive fraud. And basically, Tiffany is taking the realm of saying, like, you know, people have a bunch of questions. This is something that I don't even really know too much about, but since it's an illegal act, I can't talk about it. So on one end, it's kind of like, it sounds like she's guilty as hell. And it kind of is, because she also admitted, like, she kind of wished she never did that video. So I guess there is a video out there that's on Funny or Die. I don't know if it's still up there or not. And I guess we'll just have to see. Like, it's a lot of information, but of course, the biggest thing, you know, listeners, especially from the Trump cases and anything else that goes in the court of law, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt and have evidence. And I guess we'll see what the evidence is, but that's all I got. Back to you, Brother X.
Yeah, this is just a really crazy case, and I know that this, the two are related, but it's very interesting how one reaction or one story can lead and produce something else being brought up. So for listeners, for those who don't know, Ari Spears, in addition to Tiffany Haddish in this situation, he did an interview, which was really weird, but he basically did an interview on some podcast or some like interview with like another person for like some media outlet. And he basically started to attack the figure and the shape of Lizzo. And listeners, for those who don't know who Ari Spears is, he's an old head comedian, been in the game for a long time. Mind you, he has gotten older, and you know, with some people who get older with age, they've gained a lot in life, specifically weight. And it was very, the irony wasn't lost on me that he was talking and putting down the shape of Lizzo and how what she's doing and like that's not attractive. All the dog whistle things that you would normally hear someone who is attacking someone's figure when it didn't necessarily have to do with anything to do with her talent as an artist, which she's very phenomenal. So for this to come up with Tiffany Haddish and him, whether or not it's someone trying to divert or someone's trying to attack them, or if this is actually happening, God forbid, it's just really crazy to me that this is even going on. And it's very sickening to see, because it's just like, dog, we got so much going on in the world right now. Why are we letting this happen? Yeah. Coach of Scientists, do you have any thoughts?
I'm just really hoping it's not actually true. You know, or it's just some parts are misconstrued. Like, you know, it's me being hopeful.
Yeah. And I mean, if these allegations are true, I hope that those who are affected are adequately, I don't think they'll ever be truly be able to adequately compensate them, but those who are in the wrong are held accountable. And for those who put these people in that position are held accountable as well. But that was just something that I knew that we definitely need to talk about. Mr. Smith, do you have any final thoughts before we move on?
I guess just for me, I guess I'm just really surprised that, well, actually, you know what? No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not surprised, because Ari Spears, as you mentioned, he's an old head comedian that he's the same, you know, like you said, he's gotten on Lizzo so much about her weight. Now, of course, we even got on her once before when she wore that t-shirt with the back out at the damn NBA game. But that's mainly because you had a freaking NBA game. But we're never going to get on a woman about her weight. That's just right. Who they are. Like, now you got to say, it's, you know what? I got a perfect way to say this. It's almost similar to our conversation on shout out to Kev the Pro on the Kev the Culture podcast, where we talked about the Fresh and Fit podcast and how their views on women and how they should act, how they should think, how they should dress, how they look, all that. It's kind of similar to that. And to that, I have to say, Ari Spears, what did this woman do to you for you to be have so much like disgust in your heart, right? Like certain things, like you said, sometimes some things just don't need to be said. Just shut up. But I agree with Culture Scientists. I hope that this isn't true. But if it is, then this ain't going to be a good look for them. That's all I got to say on that.
Yeah, so we pray for everyone involved that whatever is the truth comes to light and is handled in a proper way. We're going to move on to something just crazy and just out of pocket. Coach of Scientists, I want you to watch this, and I want you to see if you know what's going on. Mr. Smith, play the clip for her.
So, and of course, listeners, there's no real audio to it, but basically to describe it, there are two women that are in a pet store that are, you know, I guess looking for food or something like that for their pet. And there's this black guy that is like you know, acting like he's trying to shop or do something. And when they're not paying attention, he walks behind them, gets down to the ground, and sniffs their butt. Not once, but twice. Probably more than that. And the whole time, we're, you know, he just kind of walks away like, yeah, I did that. Texas, I need you to get your people. Specifically Mesquite, Texas. I need you to get your
people. Side note, before we get into this, Mesquite, Texas, that is one of the most barbecue names for a city I have ever heard in my life.
Facts.
Like, quote the scientists, let's say you and Nurse Joy are at the pet store, and this happens.
We're going to hit him.
You going to hit him?
More likely.
Okay, I respect that. I respect that. You going to hit him with a one-hit a quarter?
I know, whatever's in our hand.
You going to hit him with the fish?
Listen, whatever's in our hand.
You going to hit him with the baby puppy?
Whatever we can grab is in our hand.
So, it was just crazy because I saw this come up. And then, listeners, if you know are familiar with this story, you also have seen this man's mugshot by this point. This man's mugshot looked like the type. Now, listen, I don't know if you know what we mean, but he looked like he ain't quite right in the head. He, right here. Like, listen, I need you to see. Coach Sanchez, you see this man's face?
Yeah, what I noticed.
I was about to say, what do he look like?
He looked creepy as all I know what. Just, yeah, I'm about to do that.
I'm sorry I'm about to say this, but he looked like Dwayne Wayne from A Different World.
Wow. I didn't even see. I don't like you.
But, okay.
I don't like you.
If he didn't make it to Hillman, that's what he looked like.
Nah,
but man. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, based on that belly, it looked like it's way after Hillman.
Oh yeah, no, he over the hill is what he is. Thank you. But listeners, it's just crazy. Just please be careful. I know I've seen on social media sometimes some women who have done this trend where they'll put their phone in their back pocket and they'll walk through a store just to record the amount of times guys and men have stopped and turned around and stared and observed. I won't necessarily say objectify because a lot of times in these videos, they're not actually acting upon it. But dudes, men, niggas, stop being creepy. I get it. It is hard. I'm glad I'm not in these dating streets trying to find somebody new. But if you are interested, speak up. If they're not interested, move on. There are so many other opportunities. Take up some of the women that have hit up Mr. Smith. He don't need them.
Bruh.
And just let it be known that, hey, if you're interested, be a gentleman. But stop being creepy. You make it very difficult for men who are genuinely trying to get to know women to have an opportunity to meet them. It's too hard on the dating apps. People only after one thing. Damn hard to do it on social media. We've talked about it in podcasts. Just stop being creepy. And if you really are interested, speak up. If you're not speaking up, then there's probably something wrong and then you're not looking at them as a human being, but as a sexual object. But we're not ready to have that conversation yet.
It's looking spicy.
Speaking of things that just continue to speak of things out of our pocket, this last clip that we have for you guys, it's about... you know, we've talked before about the church and pastors and their opinions on certain things. We even brought you the case of that pastor who was upset about not getting that watch. So, listeners, I'm going to set this up for you. The pastor expresses his feelings about a certain subject that are kind of questionable at best if you really think about them in depth. Mr. Smith, you ready? Go ahead.
Man, you tie your hair up in a bun. Men don't walk around with buns on their head. Oh, y'all don't believe. Because you can't tie it up unless it's too long. And the Bible says it's a shame for a man.
Let's pause real quick. Yes, Coach Scientist.
I'm really sorry. I can't let him. I just have to say these two things. Is this your opinion or is this your opinion or is this actually God speaking through you? Or is that what you're trying to do? Secondly, did Jesus have long hair?
Bang, 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 bang.
Message. Coach Sizes, I'm gonna come back to your first point a little bit after the clip is up, but no, you are asking the right questions. Go ahead.
Now y'all act like stuff that I don't say that. The Bible say it's a shame. Look at somebody and say the Bible say. Now see, that's the problem. We're so easily offended. The Bible says it's a shame for a man to have long hair. And you can tie your hair up. You got your hair long enough as a man, you can tie it up, twist it, and put it in a bun. That ain't gone. Look at somebody and say, that's worldliness. But they on the drums. And then don't let the bun come loose and then they... They want everybody to see their hair. They got the pull, they on drums and they on the organ and they just playing it.
Listen, what you're not seeing is he's pulling, pretending to pull his hair back while it's going on.
Over there, you was a devil. How many men don't do stuff like that?
Listeners, for those who know, y'all seen our pictures. We, myself and Culture Scientist, we have long hair. We locked up. I've had long hair enough now that I'm actually able to put my hair in a bun, which shout out to our stylist. You know who you are. We appreciate you. You do phenomenal work. But let's delve into this. Culture Scientist brought up an excellent point, the question of, is this what the Bible is saying, or is the Lord speaking through you, or is this your personal opinion? For those who are not educated on what the pastor is trying to imply in his preaching, is that there is in the Old Testament, there were a bunch of different covenants that they abided by in regards to how they govern themselves in order to be godly or make themselves closer to God. One of those things was not to have long hair, or to have long hair was considered impure.
I know that part. Okay.
So you may be familiar with, and those who are not, that was under what's considered for those who are a Christian, who believe in Christianity, they would understand that was under the Old Covenant. Now, listeners, you're probably wondering, what is the Old Covenant? It was the guidelines that they used to be able to work towards being able to be eligible to go to heaven, for those who believe. Now, under the New Covenant that happened in the New Testament, was created by Jesus Christ dying for their sins according to Christianity and their belief system. There is a new covenant that there are certain things like not having long hair and majorly making animal sacrifices were done because Christ had took all those sins upon the cross and he took off that burden so you can become new and that you're able to repent and be reborn in Christ. Now, I'm not here to get into the whole deep theological conversations. Maybe me and Pastor B can have a conversation one day about that. But this pastor is using that scripture to, in my opinion, basically try to influence or express his personal beliefs and using God as a vehicle to do so. Now, granted, he's a pastor of a church. He has freedom of speech to a point. He can say what he's going to say. I can't change it. But for him to try to use that, it is a slippery slope for you to do that. Honestly, I think it's not correct teaching, which when preachers are preaching, they're not just talking, they're not public speaking. They're supposed to be teaching and educating the members of the church. That's what they're supposed to be doing. Shout out to Pastor White, who educates and not just preaches to people. If you're going to make that statement, make sure it is biblically based and use those scriptures. Because at the end of the day, you want to not only teach like just anything else, you want to provide them material and you make your discernment based on that. But you're not doing it in the case with this pastor. And then he had the audacity, in my opinion, to bring in people who are in the musical ministry at a church, maybe his church or in particular, and saying that it's a big deal that they have a bun and now they're trying to pull their hair back while they're doing music. Dog, if I'm in a place of service to God and I'm trying to honor him with the gift of playing music, why does it matter? It literally has the expression, you come as you are. It should not matter how they look if you're coming there to practice your spiritual beliefs. And for you to do that, that's irresponsible. And a man who has an influence over people, you're trying to do a call and response and make them feel like, oh, yes, the pastor knows what he's talking about. I can trust him. I can respond. You are responsible for a spiritual walk of a mass of people. Do better. Be more responsible. Get some help. Because I promise you, you are probably upset that your receding hairline is the reason why you can't grow hair. Honestly, that's just my thought.
I wonder what he got to say about liturgical and mime ministries in the church.
I'm sure he doesn't have it too. Because
I remember people didn't like that. And I'm like, well, that's the way I decide that I feel closest to God.
Which is very crazy because David, I think even David or Daniel, I'm sorry, I apologize if I get him incorrect. He danced. He danced in celebration. There are so many things throughout the Bible, if we really want to go there, that people who are trying to have church are misconstruing as religion or are misconstruing as spirituality. But people are really not ready to have that conversation. Mr. Smith, do you have any thoughts?
The main thing I have to say, honestly, is I take it back to Kendrick Lamar and I believe it's Auntie Diaries, where he's talking about his cousin. I can't remember. I think it's Demetrius. He said Demetrius is a man now. No, Demetrius is a woman now. No, Demetrius is Marianne now. That's what it is. Sorry. Ah, God, I had a brain fart. And when he's talking about the church and how the church is ridiculing him, saying, oh, you know, pray the gay Adam, whatever. And the first line that he says, and I remember when I heard that segment, I stopped playing the song because I felt it, where he stood up and he, you know, defended his cousin. He said, Mr. Preacher Man, shouldn't we love thy neighbor? Right there. Jesus said, love thy neighbor. And no matter what, you have had people that have done crazy things in the Bible scriptures. Like, if you actually, listeners, you actually sit down and read it, don't take it from any of the, you know, people talking about it, their interpretation. Make your own interpretation. You would understand it's got some wild stuff on there, right? Personally, one of the reasons that I, and this is my Mr. Smith, not Truth for Transparency podcast, Mr. Smith. One of the main reasons I believe the flood came from Noah's Ark was because of all the crazy incest and stuff that was going on. The God was just like, oh, no, this can't happen. Like, come on. So for this brother to really have that big a deal, my question then becomes, well, what's your deal about girls in Fashion Nova dresses in the house of the Lord? You got something to say about that? You got something to say about who she is? Like, where does the line end for someone who is who has, I guess, quote unquote, authority in the house of the Lord, specifically his church? And why does it really bother you that much? Like, don't get me wrong, listeners, I'm talking to you white people. Do not get locks in your hair, okay? Just saying that. I don't even have locks, but do not get locks in your hair.
The Truth and Transparency podcast does endorse that message. You ain't got to talk softly about it.
But, you know, like, outside of that, you know, I have seen some organists and some pianists and drummers in church that have long locks that are nice and kept up, put up, and they are rocking out. And they're putting on for the service in the house of the Lord. And that is the biggest thing. It is not, if I may quote Eddie Griffin, the Christians say Jesus is the messenger. The other people say Buddha is the messenger. I say, screw who the messenger is. Did you get the message? The message is the same in pretty much all of the religions. Honor thy neighbor, thy you would love thyself. Do not talk bad to anyone. Be a good person. Like, all of those same principles are within every one of them in a specific way. Now, obviously, there's some big disparities regarding genders and all that, but we ain't got enough time to go there. But this is really not that big of a deal to me. And the fact that you really made it your sermon on that, it's almost as bad as Homeboy with the Movado watch last time, where he was just like, that watch is in Sam's and y'all cheap. Like, what is going on with these pastors today? Like,
it's literally just, and listeners, maybe I'll do a bonus episode talking about my experiences from the church. Some people might get offended, but just understand, you as a preacher took time out of your sermon. You got sidetracked. You went on a tangent about that. It was not that deep. When you didn't get the response, or people weren't feeling what you were saying, sometimes just let it go, because maybe, just maybe, you in the wrong. Or maybe, just maybe, you not really spending what you spending. Because at the end of the day, are you there trying to get spiritually fed? That's the whole point of you going to a physical place to get to have church. You're trying to be a mouthpiece for the Lord. Be mindful of what you say. Words matter. I don't care what anybody else says. Words matter. And what you say can affect how a parent teaches and guides their child. So just keep that in mind. Now, listeners, we're going to have to take a little bit of time real quick and actually take time to highlight one of another Black business that we've received. Shout out to the Culture Scientists for this one. It is BBB Bolt Rentals. Again, that's 3 B's, BBB Bolt Rentals. And they are a Black-owned, correct?
Yes.
They are a Black-owned boat rental business. Now, they specifically say that they are they're actually specifically called Blessed Beyond Belief Boat Rentals. And these rentals is a premier pontoon boat and watercraft rental company servicing North Carolina. We operate at Falls Lake, Kerr Lake, and Lake Norman. Book with us to learn why customers continue to choose us over and over again. There is a business that actually has been going on for about, say, a couple of years now.
I want to definitely say, I think during the time of COVID.
Correct.
Because you can be outside. You know, right. Be outside in the wild. It's right when we open back up. That's mm-hmm. when they kind of, they may have been around before then, but that's when me and my people started using them. Mm. And I have had a happy adventure every single time. And I totally recommend it for everybody to go. So yeah, go check out BBB Boat Rentals. Mm-hmm. They're a fun time. And yeah. They have happy hours on like Thursdays and stuff.
I was about to say they have multitude of different options that you could actually have different type events. I know the Culture Scientists did it for your birthday.
Yeah, we did it for my birthday last week and a half ago.
About a couple weeks ago by the time you're here in the chest.
It was a lot of fun. And we've done it enough where we actually like a little bit know them now. Right. So it was kind of fun to just chill out on the lake, and it was getting dark, and it was nice.
Yep. So again, that is Triple B Boat Rentals on Instagram. Their website is BBBBoatRentals.com. I'm not quite sure. I don't believe they're on Facebook, but definitely check them out. Their information will be in the show notes. And with that being said, guys, we're going to go ahead and get into this week's topic. Now, listeners, you know, we've had many moments over this this wonderful season two. We've had some high notes. We've had some low notes. We've had some times where it's funny. We've had some times where it's been serious. And I think it is time that we do a wrap up for this season by hitting you guys with some of our favorite moments. Now, listeners, we may not get all your personal favorite moments, but just know we tried our best. And hopefully you have enjoyed, you'll enjoy listening to these moments as much as we have as we compiled this list for you guys. So a couple things I want to make sure that you guys know before we get into this. After this episode, we will be taking a break. Going to be playing some 2K. Mrs. Smith going to go enlist some more funds for season 3. We aren't going to talk about how that's going to happen. But yeah, man, we're going to be taking a little break after this. So we'll be getting back to you guys. We won't be gone for too long. We're going to go to the store. We're going to pick up some almond milk because, you know, we don't do normal milk. We might pick up some Simply Lemonade from Mrs. Smith when he comes back. Get the Culture Scientist some cereal. Yeah, so just enjoy these moments that we have for you guys. And we'll talk to you guys next time in season 3. More bigger and better things. We got some things coming down the pipeline we're really excited about.
Then that evening, the elephant returned as a 70-year-old body laid on top of her funeral pier. It took her body down, trampled her again, threw her around, and went off into the night, according to the Press Trust of India. I'm just going to stop right there, and I just want to put this one thing out there because I think this is pretty much what we're all kind of thinking.
And I started thinking to myself, man, what did he do to make them niggas that mad?
Like, bruh, seriously, what happened?
Like, dog, I've always known that elephants have a tremendously great memory.
Thank
you. But dog, if it is the definition of stay mad, like it's been a little while and you still mad after it happened, like one, how do you find them? Like you have to either be living near them, multiple days know that they're having it, like, they got it on their Google Calendar.
What happened was, homie was minding his damn business. He was like, la, 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 la.
I got big trunk and big ears. Okay.
In my trunk. Whoop, whoop. I'm chilling. Who that? I remember her. You know, they made that song about us. Elephants never forget.
Right, okay, right. Shout out to Dumbo.
She looked familiar. Okay, that is that bitch.
You know the elephant had his friends were like, you know what you should do? You need to go fuck that bitch up again.
You want me to go?
I'm about to say, I need you to go over there and stomp her ass
you
out.
You need to prove a point.
I need you to A-tail stomp her ass.
That we don't take this shit like this.
Exactly.
All right, I got you. Bitch, let me show you who the fuck I am.
Oh.
That's what happened.
Oh, yes. And that exact play-by-play. And thank you for another reenactment of What the Fuck Studios.
What is wrong with y'all?
Why y'all like this? Why?
And yeah, two parties like were involved.
Take a close listen, and a man can be heard saying, "All I wanted was some steak." Golden Corral wouldn't answer our email asking if a lack
of. This is possible.
All I wanted was some steak. Like, man, y'all, this man.
You and Mrs. Smith are wrong. Y'all assumed the one big man that we see in the video is the one who said that.
He turned around at the exact same moment.
You are making assumptions about
care.
This man.
This man, this round man, looking like an Oompa Loompa.
Wow.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
At least I didn't talk about the Eminem lookalike / Justin Timberlake, okay?
But you just did.
Oh, I did. Darn. Listen. Oh, the one was some steak. First off, Gold Cross Steak ain't that bomb. It's good, but it ain't that bomb. Camden. But they also throw high chairs.
I'm about to say there are questions
and tables. This is one for.
I'm gonna bring my analysis to What the Fuck Studios after I let the guests listen. Share. Go ahead, Quincy.
He sounded so disappointed. I felt so bad for him. Like he said that with his soul. All I wanted was some steak.
Who do you think said it?
I think it was a nigga. Honestly. I think it was a black guy.
You know it was that round man.
you really stuck on this. Chelsea, go ahead.
I just wanted to insert that meme of NeNe Leakes saying, "Ooh, child, the ghetto." Like, I'm glad I don't know where the city is because I don't want to go to it. Like, we're fighting at the Golden Corral. Like, really? Really? It sounds like some Florida shit, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Mr. Smith?
So before I say anything, I wanted to let y'all know there's a little bit more to the clip. I wanted to let it finish before I give my thoughts.
All right, go ahead.
The melee, but JK Hospitality, the Golden Corral franchise, wrote in a statement, "Thankfully, no serious injuries have been reported. The safety of our guests and coworkers is our top priority."
Oh my gosh.
Meantime, people we showed the video to blame the customers.
Not respect for people or for property or anything. Disgusting.
Why she look like the father from King of the Hill?
She did not.
Wow!
She did not.
Nothing happened here.
Hey, look at my Hank alone.
It's propane and propane accessories.
All right. Listeners, we're sorry. Clip play.
People would even do that in a public place when there's children around.
Our community should be safe for families.
Okay. Now that that's played, three things. The first thing, which I agree with everybody else. Where the hell y'all grab... Where's the baby from those high chairs? Because you didn't just go to the back and grab the high chairs. The baby was in that. So where is the baby? That's number one. Number two, homeboy, can we get a GoFundMe for homeboy just so he can get some steak? And like some, I want him to get that good shit. I don't want him to get Golden Corral. Give him some Ruth's Chris. Give him some Joe's. Get him some STK. You know, let him upgrade his taste buds. And then finally, all jokes aside, it's interesting how if listeners, the video will be in the show notes. When you see the video, you see like a good mix of black and white people, a little bit more black than white. when you hear them interviewing people, it is all white people. And they're saying, I'm so disgusted and I don't believe this. This is uncanny. I don't know why they would do that. There's two sides to every story. So yes, whoever cut for the steak, knocked their asses out. But I don't understand. We could have not like showed this video to black people and got their opinion as well. Cause you know, diversification. That's all.
It would have been a funny response.
I mean, I ultimately, like in my mind's eye, I'm thinking the baby over in the corner eating her chicken tendies and fries. Like, what I do?
That baby found steak. You know that baby has steak.
You know that baby can't eat steak? Look. It's gonna be gnawing that thing to this day.
Okay, the baby has steak.
The baby gonna choke on the steak.
Let one of them go.
All right, Kelsey, go ahead.
I'm surprised nobody said it yet, but y'all already knew that they chucked that steak like, they chucked that baby like Issa Rae.
The way that high chair went in the air, I agree with
y'all,
you.
They were not playing.
Them high chairs are not that light. So like,
and they're probably plastic or wood. Like, you know that thing hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. Queen C, go ahead.
Okay, so I got several points from what everybody's just said. One, this is Golden Corral. Y'all know they don't properly put the high chairs away. They leave them in the section where they are, just push it towards the wall. It's probably an empty high chair. No babies were harmed in the making of this brawl, okay?
You sure? Because I swear I saw a baby.
I'm pretty sure.
You don't know that.
That baby was saying world star.
Shut the hell up. I can't. But yeah, those high chairs are straight wood. The other thing, this is Philadelphia, a suburb of Philadelphia. And you talking about a steak shortage in Philly? You already knew it was about to be a fight. And that's, I bet, right. It was a white person that cut in line.
Oh, yeah.
With his privileged ass. Betty White. That's what
I was gonna say. I mean, the question was, where's the beef?
Really?
With the baby.
Told you.
Jordan, do you have any thoughts?
There was a shortage of steak, but no shortage of beef. That is all.
Back to you, Tom.
It sounds like you're scrubbing vigorously.
I am.
Gotcha.
I just let the world know that I took the shit in my bed.
What?
I just let the world know I just took the shit in my bed.
No, you didn't.
I did. I had to clean it up. In front of the world.
Did Todrick hear you?
Yeah.
Now, listeners, if you did not hear that correctly, Lamar Odom, former NBA champion, Los Angeles Laker, Miami Heat player, multiple-time All-NBA player, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Smith. He's on Celebrity Big Brother, where he is in said shower talking to one of the castmates, and he decides to share some information. Culture scientist, do you mind reading what the caption of this article is?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Lamar is coming all the way clean. He says it actually... What?
Was actually a shark.
Oh, he says it was actually a shark. It was just written real fast. I'm sorry. Okay. Hello says he suffers from lactose intolerance.
Lamar.
I know. I just wanted to read it how it was written.
You are really Ron Burgundy. I just really need you to understand you will read anything that is on the prompter. Can I continue?
That's a part of my charm. Hello says he suffers from lactose intolerance and IBS, which did not pair well with his late night snack of beef jerky sticks, candy, and warm milk.
Pause. Mrs. Smith, you know what that makes me think of?
I said, bitch, what the fuck are you, 7? Who the fuck falls for that?
That is, shout out to Hot Damn I Rock, because you express how I feel. Sir, you have the appetite of a 5-year-old on a Friday night. Coach of Scientists, continue.
I eat like a child. I know I eat like a child. I admit this. I also know I have issues with some digestive things. so I have to pick and choose when you eat like a child. Why would you do that at nighttime?
First and foremost, why are you telling people about it?
Why would you do that in a group house?
Why would you do it in your own house?
Because it's your own house.
My nigga, when is sharding on the bed a good thing?
On a serious note.
Yes.
Is he okay? Like, what's going on with him? Because I'm not trying to be funny. Because, like, Kanye was a little woo-woo. Shut up. Before he, you know, met the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. And I used to be a huge fan of Khloé before all of this.
She morphed into a new person?
Yeah, I don't know what. Like, I feel like her personality still might be kind of the same, but her body is, looks, I'm not as much of a fan no more.
She picked up pieces from Toys R Us.
So Courtney is now in the running as number one. Because Kim will never be number one. Anyway.
Even though she's dating Pete Davis.
Listen, I don't care. Listen. But every person that kind of, or every man that kind of comes in contact with this group of ladies mm-hmm. or family mm-hmm. in general, uh-huh. something always weird happens. Uh-huh. So I just wanted to know, how is he doing in general?
I believe he's well. He did have a stint where he was going through some drug issues, but he seemed to be on the uptick. But yeah, dog, this is a no for me, dog. Guess, do you have any thoughts? Let me go ahead, Queen Sue.
Okay, so first off, I have issues with this. I've been watching Celebrity Big Brother, and it's pretty good. The celebs are actually fighting like, you know, normal people in the house would. It's just a shorter time frame, but it's a lot of drama. It's a lot of, you know, different dynamics to it. It's been good. The thing is, Lamar Odom, you are a grown ass, 6'10" man. You know you're lactose intolerant. Why in the fuck are you drinking warm milk in a house with 10 other people, sharting yourself? When these cameras run 24/7, you know that means millions of Americans watched you shart yourself on a live feed.
This is one of the, like, in general, this is not why, uh-huh. but, like, I think about, oh my goodness, I want to be famous. No.
I want to think about shit like this.
I
want to
be friends with a famous person, and I want to be wealthy so I can enjoy their fame without having to have all the limelight, so that, because like you said, you are like a famous person that people, you know, like to know stuff about. This is something, you're a grown-ass man, sir.
You know,
not
what,
only that, his bed is custom made for him because he's so tall. You no. just shit up a custom made bed.
Like, sir, you just shit up. Fucked up the 800 thread count. What you doing, Mrs. Smith?
You know that shit thing, because that's a big man. That's a big man.
Lactose intolerant and you drank milk. That's what I'm saying. Lactose intolerant and you drank warm milk.
And candy.
You know, like, the worst part about it is, I know it had to be a wet fart. Guaranteed that she smelled and sounded gross as hell. Listeners, if you don't know what a wet fart is, you're not in the trenches. You just don't know.
You have irritable bowel syndrome. Irritable bowel syndrome. And you ate beef jerky sticks. Beef jerky sticks and candy.
Like, my nigga made a run to the 7-Eleven and was like, yeah, let me get all this shit.
In a house full. People.
And we as a Black delegation do not appreciate this, because you're making us look bad. Mrs. Smith, carry on.
In a custom ass bed.
So, one, to Queen C's joke, as well as to your joke, Brother X. Like, seriously? You're going to say out of nowhere, oh, I don't want to be a celebrity. Oh, you want to deal with that shit? Really? Like, I'm not going to catch that shit? All right, whatever. Anywho. Secondly, you guys have said it best. You have you're lactose intolerant. Why the fuck are you drinking milk? Why? Just why? Second, and then of course, okay. Again, as I have stated, probably 1,000 times at this point. We don't need to know. We don't need to see it. I could have went the rest of my life not knowing that shit. You know what I'm saying? So why? just can we actually function like normal human beings and do normal shit? Just saying.
All right, so this last one.
This is such a weird ass matchup, but I'm here for it.
I'm going to be very anticlimactic. I think Missy Elliott dog walks Meg Thee Stallion.
I agree.
That's me personally.
I agree. I'm sorry. Meg got some hits, but Missy got hit. As soon as you hear Super Duper Fly, I Can't Hear the Rain, all that. Yo, she still was releasing stuff from 97 to 2005. And 2005, like, she could release something right now and that shit would click. So yeah,
I got
she
it. Has.
She did that a couple years ago.
Last year, it was great.
Yeah. So yeah. You know what?
Does anybody disagree before we do this?
No.
I do not. Missy's track record from 97 to 2005 was something remarkable. So.
And she got nasty hits. So.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, go downtown to eat it like a vulture.
I see your face. Go ahead. No, I want Nurse Joy to speak. Because, like, we about to finish this and go home and go be a family and whatnot. Go ahead, Nurse Shore.
This is not fair. This shit is not fair.
It's the championship. It's supposed to not be fair.
It is not the championship because you can't say that with Meg. Meg has a relevancy from, okay, Missy got 90s and Push It Forward, but Meg is what? 2017, 18, and now she's still moving forward. She's still doing stuff. So I feel like in my book it's gonna be Meg. But you know what? You got Kid Pro, got
y'all gonna go against me.
Ma'am,
I'm gonna
calm down.
You gotta ate my food. You done drank my drink. You better be nice to the host.
Feel me though. You feel me?
Wow. All right.
There's going to be a lot of books this episode.
It's been a lot. So, needless to say, I think Miss...
Really? Really?
I'm sorry. I was picking Missy.
I'm a fault with
you. Bro.
The ultimate betrayal.
It was. You didn't feel like... I'm going to use you.
No, that's the letter to leave. Now she left. Oh my Lord Jesus.
And then she texted
me. She really pulled a SpongeBob. She left
all right,
the
head out.
Yes. Alright, I'm head out.
No, I'm sorry, I have to do it. She literally looked at and said, Scar, help me, brother. And said, long live the king. Off with your head.
Yes.
First and foremost.
Chaos.
Like Robin Chaos.
There's no unity in this.
Like I
no
you.
UNITY. All right. Bad City versus Backstreet. Backseat.
He's so messed up he can't even get it out.
I don't know. Hold on. I use my one right now. Thank you very much. I'm not voting.
No, that's not fair because I was about to use my one.
And this is my
that's
show.
That's fine because it's just going to come down to three people.
Okay,
so,
fair enough.
Yeah. All right. So,
all right, Peanut, yeah.
Since you haven't had to vote the last couple times.
Hey, hold on, bro. What we got? Mad City and Backseat Freestyle.
Uh huh.
Oh, somebody can be upset.
I know, man. Somebody else go real quick.
I'll go. Mad City.
Okay.
Mad City, in my opinion, is the. If I've already said that a song that was not on this album was the best song, the next best one on this one is Mad City.
Fair.
Fair enough.
Okay. You know what? Because I like violence.
Oh shit!
Gonna pick Backseat Freestyle.
Why would you do that? Why?
As Brother X said, he's starting his villain arc. He's the Batman villain. I'm the Robin.
So you got to put the Jeopardy theme music right here while he does make his answer.
Oh, y'all listeners gonna hate y'all.
You're right. Just wait until I post it on social media.
Hey, you know what? I'm sitting here. I got both of them playing like right now, right? So that's why I had to get somebody else to go first so I could just go. And I think you got me here for this one reason and this one reason only. Agent of Chaos, man. Backseat.
There it is.
Who gave you the right, the permission, the audacity?
Wow.
I am glad.
Wow.
Stand by your conviction.
That is crazy.
Add that flavor too. Nothing but flavor. Then after them sausages, we gonna add our pretty golden potatoes right here. Now y'all say y'all want them shrimp? Now I got about 35 pounds of Louisiana shrimp right here. They finna be platinum, I'm telling you. And let me tell you about them shrimp. You wanna cook them 3 minutes max or else they ain't gonna peel easy and you're not gonna like it. Man, look at that. Smell it through the phone. I'm telling you, man, it's platinum.
Man, what the fuck is you
what
talking about?
What the fuck
man?
Was that?
I'm sorry. No, I was, yeah, I wasn't man. Thinking about you it when I did it. I should have said Mike Burger King.
Who would like to go first?
How about I say, Quixie, go ahead. I just can't.
See, when you did the intro to this video, I felt like you were speaking to me personally, you know, somebody who knows how to cook, somebody who, you know, knows what they're doing in the kitchen, has family recipes passed down from generation to generation, don't need no measuring cup because I know what the fuck I'm doing. What is this bullshit? What the fuck is... Okay, so as somebody who cooks and as a lover of seafood and as somebody who can cook seafood, why are we using... First off, he called it orange juice. Let's all be clear. Sunny Delight is not orange juice. It is Tang's first cousin. It ain't real orange juice.
Hold on. It is orange juice-like product.
Yes.
It's an orange juice cocktail like Arizona's.
There you go. A cocktail. If you actually read the label, it does not say that Sunny D is orange juice. It says citrus punch. I'm gonna leave it right there. Sunny D is sweet as all hell. So in order to cut some of the sweetness, he put not one, not two, but 5 bottles of pure lemon juice. To cut sweetness, that is the correct thing. You need acidity. However, had you just used regular ass motherfucking orange juice, we wouldn't have to do this shit. Why are we resorting back to childhood? Tell your taste buds to grow the fuck up.
Those onions cut?
No.
That
shit cut. No. I was going to wait.
I was getting to that.
No. No. This me. This
but
my
every time I watch it, I noticed something more.
Wait, I got to say this.
No, it was only cut in half. Shit. He didn't skin it.
My nigga had half things of celery. What you doing? My nigga going to make a bomb out that shit. So, culture scientists, first and foremost, you going to buy a sauce that's pink?
First and foremost.
Uh-huh.
To answer your question, no.
Okay, good, because we was going to have a conversation if you did.
Secondly.
Let me open up my refrigerator and see pink sauce. There's going to be some furniture moving.
Secondly.
Uh-huh.
Y'all, TikTok is not the end all be all.
Yes, you can find interesting information there. But it is not, you're right, it is not the end all be all. But beyond that, there's some other stuff. I'm like, dog, one.
She don't tell you what's in it.
Right.
Like,
you.
The color changes.
Dog.
Because
you can't even tell me what it tastes like?
Because it's not the fact that, okay, it's paint. People make things that are weird colors. But the fact that you cannot say what is in it. Is this FDA approved for her to be selling? Y'all should not be buying nothing for food wise that goes in your body that's not FDA approved. Is this shit FDA approved?
Funny you should ask that. Mrs. Smith, we got another clip. Play the clip.
Which makes me giggle because aren't y'all the same people out here talking about I'm not going to get the fucking vaccine because I don't know what's going in my body. Same folks buying this shit.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Coach Simon.
I have legit questions.
Okay, go ahead, Mrs. Smith.
Approved? What do you mean FDA approved? I don't sell medical products. The pink sauce is not a medical product. The pink sauce don't contribute to your health. I never said that. Did I?
Food and Drug Agency.
I just knew. I'm sorry. We can edit this out. I just knew the minute you asked that, I was like, oh, this.
We don't need to edit this out. Food and Drug Agency. FDA. Do not use poppers. Only if you have to, but don't use them. They're dangerous. You don't know what it is? Google it.
How do we get here?
Awesome.
I wonder. It's almost as if someone planned that we're going to get to this point in the conversation. I don't know. Where? Somehow I believe this is Mr. Smith's fault, but we're not going to talk about that right now.
Also, side note, the design of this ring looks very similar to the ring that I screenshotted a few years ago as the ring I want for my engagement. So maybe I want an engagement cock ring.
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say
what?
Say what?
Just random thoughts, questions. Anyway, also, continue.
No, we done.
All I was gonna say was there should be a sound bite of that part, and then the part that goes, I don't know how you straights do it. There should be a sound bite.
That's okay. It. Sweet Savage. I'm sorry, yes.
Real quick, I'm just picturing you getting proposed to and him sliding the cock ring on. Just
Like he down on one knee, and he has to shit out.
I mean, he's at the perfect position to do it if he's on one knee already.
Already on your knees. So.
Like my question is, does he play a ring toss with it? You got to get it off for it to count.
I mean, that way he can go ahead and suck it while he's down there. So it's like, you know, the same thing. It's
just
the engagement and the celebration right there together.
Wait. All right, yeah, you gotta cut that. I'm sorry. That was a little much. I think we found the line. We're done with the topic. We're done. Go ahead. Not log off, but we're done. Cut all that out.
I'm in agreeance with culture scientists on the fact that this is actually a pretty good idea. However, what you won't have is me up in a studio with about 30 other women in a dick riding class so somebody can laugh at my style. We not doing this shit. Look, put out the exercise video like fucking Tybo so we can buy it.
You talking about Dick Bo? Dick Bo? You watching Dick Bo now?
Stop it. Get some help.
Nigga!
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Put out the video where we can watch it in the privacy of our own home and exercise it out and work it out there. I'm not going to a studio to watch myself look stupid in a mirror in front of 30 other bitches.
I understand that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Part two for me also, if I'm going to go to a studio, can we get some eye candy? And I love you. But can there be some actual...
Go ahead and cut this from the episode.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying. This is a dick riding corpse.
Uh-huh. And where's the dick? They humping pillows.
Where is a person? Because a pillow and a person are two different
you
things.
You can at least give me the little dummy mannequin
right? Give
thing.
Me some fake.
It probably would have gotten kicked off the
give
Instagram.
Give me some motivation. You could have made it tasteful.
Ain't no way. He had enough money to buy a plane ticket? He's done this multiple times? Nah.
I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking.
You have times he, so he's done it multiple times and he's yes. gotten away with it multiple times.
No, he's gotten charged multiple times.
But still, he's technically gotten away with it multiple times.
Like first, like when it happens on the local level and then the state level, like why, like is someone not alerted? Like what are we doing? Mr. Smith, you had something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know this motherfucker white. Cause ain't no way. Ain't no way, bruh. Ain't no way.
Middle name is Sherrod. I don't know.
No. If you're telling me that this motherfucker was able to masturbate on a plane and initially faced 90 days and they only gave him half of the sentence, as well as he was only on probation for a year, he white. There ain't no way you get that. If it was, okay, put it this way. If it was a black person and they masturbated on the flight, don't you think they would have gave him 10 years minimum?
I don't know.
It might consider it assault because it might poke somebody's eye out.
Wow.
I would like to submit evidence to the court that indeed the man is white.
Oh yeah, I knew that. I called it. Ain't no way.
That is the mugshot.
Wow. Just wow.
Oh, yeah. That's still a black ass name for the record.
Oh, absolutely. It most definitely is. But the fact that he got half the charge or half the time and only got a year of probation. And they only banned him from flying commercially only on probation? Nah, he white. He was white. That's all.
Taz, you have any other thoughts?
I was just going to say, I guess the moral of the story is you can beat off, but you can't beat justice.
Good job, Taz. Good job, Taz.
Only when we decide we want to patronize us, it's a problem. Coach Saban, you wrong for this. You dry snitching. Ain't nobody ask you nothing. Worry about your program. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, my granny ain't had it like that. And if I could have got an NIL deal, Skip, I'm going somewhere to go get granny up out of that shack. You got that one. That's where I'm going. And the lights going to be on all the time. The phone's going to be on all the time. And we not going to be eating roadkill. We're going to be eating good. Granted, we get steak tonight.
So he has a really valid point. And I want to make sure this is clear. This is no disrespect to the state of Alabama. But what the hell do y'all have to do out there besides football? Why would anybody come up from Hawaii, California, all these different states that might have better, I would say, living and opportunity conditions for students, why would people pass that up to go to Alabama if not for the money that they would have made that was bigger than any other school in the country? Hell.
Mr. Smith?
Yeah.
I'd like to answer your question. If I'm
sure. Right. Sure.
To find their long distance cousin and, you know, consummate their reunion.
Wow.
Continue.
Wow. On your own podcast, you bring up incest. This is what we're doing?
I didn't say that. You said that. I said consummate the reunion.
But you implied it.
Where your mind went is on you. The thoughts and opinions of our guests do not
consummate mean to you.
When your mind went there, that is on you. The thoughts and opinions of the guests on the Truth and Transparency podcast do not reflect the host or the co-host.
Yes, it does. You don't tell me what you think the word consummate means.
We're not going to talk about this right now.
Right.
This is SportsCenter. This is not technology. I just got a question for our guests. Me and Mr. Smith, we have these discussions. We have these conversations. And I just need to know what our guests' thoughts. And maybe Mr. Smith, you can chime in as well. If there were ever to be a Royal Rumble between these two restaurants, which one is your money going on? You got, on the left side, you got the Breakfast Hibachi themselves, Waffle House, versus the line going down to the street for the chicken sandwich Popeyes. Who is winning in the fight?
Waffle House.
Any reason why?
Because I see them niggas fight in real life. That ain't what you want. They wear black Nikes to work.
Mr. Smith.
So originally I was gonna go Waffle House, but there's a key word in here that's making me change my mind, and that is it's a street fight. That means there's no rules. You can pick out whatever the hell you want. Waffle House got the hands in a structured fight. I got Waffle House taking it. But if it's a street fight where I feel like Popeyes will pick up the whole goddamn fryer and throw it at you, I'm sorry, I gotta go Popeyes on this one.
Nah, they might just beat you in the head with one of them hard ass biscuits.
Bruh.
Hey, that concussion, that concussion is gonna be serious.
Go have a knot the size of a fist on your fucking forehead fucking around with that biscuit.
It's gonna look like a cluster of monkeypox.
I'm done.
Okay, yes. I feel like it depends on the area. Now, if we're just talking about Atlanta, I do think hands down, Waffle House is going to just take it regardless. But the key word, like you kind of said, is Popeyes. It's in the name.
Dom the Monko. Bang, 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 bang.
That means they coming out with guns, which the people have been shot literally over that chicken sandwich. And they popping your eyes out. I'm trying to tell you, don't sleep on Popeyes because they get real ratchet. Hey, so yo, you might not come out alive. So I think I'm going to put my money on Popeyes. Especially, so, I'm just saying.
So here's my, to get us back on track. I've seen someone in Waffle House lose. I have yet to see someone lose a fight working for Popeyes. All right, listeners, hope you have actually enjoyed this last part of all these different moments. We want to make sure we take time for one more transparent moment of season two. Listeners, like we said, season one, man, it has been a blessing. This was a can that I kept kicking down the road, and this has grown so much to being something that is a weekly part of my life and part of my best friend and my future wife. It has been so great for you guys to hear all these funny moments that I share with my friends. And we just thank you for the support. Continue to share with all of your friends and listeners. Let them know. Just help us grow, man. We're going to try to continue to take things bigger and better for this upcoming season. But continue to maintain your health. Have good conversations. Take care of your people. Drink some water. Go to talk to your person. But always give us some feedback, man. Let us know some things you want to see us do for season three. You can always hit us up on our social media at TheTNCPod123 on Twitter, Truth and Transparency Pod on Instagram, Truth and Transparency Pod on TikTok, and The Truth and Transparency Podcast on Facebook. And if you have any thoughts, want to be on the podcast, you can always email us at TruthandTransparencyPod123@gmail.com. And for the coaches, scientists, for Mrs. Smith, for all the guests that have been on season two, and for all of our listeners and supporters, if this podcast gets no bigger than what it is right now, they are forever grateful. We are forever grateful. And that being said, we'll catch you guys in season three. Peace.
Season three, y'all.